Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Slayton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting 7th. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting 8th. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Daryl Jackson. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wilfong fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's Tigers, 1, Twins, 1. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. There goes Wackenfuss. The throw from Weiniger to Smalley, and Wackenfuss is out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dillard hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Norwood fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Norwood. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. Dillard moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Dillard scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Ford moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Wackenfuss moves to second. Stan Przanowski now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Przanowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Wackenfuss moves to third. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to home to get Wackenfuss. Parrish moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wackenfuss. Powell reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Smalley moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Twins, 3. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 2 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Dillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillard moves to second. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillard scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 3 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brzezinowski, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Dillard hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Joaquin Fuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. Parrish is hit by the pitch. Joaquin Fuss moves to third. Staub moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to home to get Joaquin Fuss. Staub moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 4 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to home to get Staub. Parrish moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 4 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Corcoran reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. Rodriguez scores. Stanley goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Tigers. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brzezinowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Norwood hits a fly ball into left field. Joaquin Fuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.